The Kiss, Thursday. Almost at once we heard footsteps approaching and saw lights ahead. The lamps cast strange shadows and it sounded like there were more than a handful of people coming, and by the sound of clanking metal, it meant they were armed. When I saw them, there were at least 20, a mob made up of temple soldiers and local heavies. Everybody apart from one had either a sword or a heavy stick. They looked ready to fight. I got ready to run. Then I recognized one of them, the one man who wasn't armed. It was Yuda. I was speechless. He's actually done it. Yuda couldn't look any of us in the eye. He stood there, frozen, awkward. The rest of the disciples with us had the same reaction. Shocked silence and paralyzing fear. And confusion. Why? What did he want? It was the master who broke the silence. Who were you after? All eyes fell on Yuda, but Yuda stayed in the shadows, mute. Eventually it was one of the soldiers who called out, Yeshua, the Nazarene. That's me, said the master softly. The mob twitched. Some of them recoiled as they heard him speak those words, as if they were suddenly aware of being in the presence of danger. Yuda then started slowly to move forward, towards Yeshua. He went right up to him, his eyes locked on him nervously. Then he placed his hands on Yeshua's shoulders and planted a kiss on his cheek. Yeshua spoke to him, Friend, why the charade? Then Yuda stepped back and the mob sprang into action, rushing forward, grabbing and surrounding the master like a pack of wild dogs. It was chaos. Some of the disciples recoiled back, but others closed in, trying to pull the mob off the master. Then I saw Caiaphas throw back his cloak and pull out a blade, the kind of sharp tool as long as your forearm, that we'd use on the boats. In a heartbeat he was slashing at one of the temple guards. The man screamed and clutched the side of his head. Then this Yeshua let out a loud rebuke. Put back your sword. Everyone froze. Then the guard looked at the ground. His ear was glistening in the torchlight. Yeshua instantly reached down, picked it up and touched the side of the guard's head. And just like that, the ear was restored. The guard looked in shock and glanced at the others around him in confusion. Yeshua continued in a loud voice to us all, Do you think for a moment I'm not going to drink this cup the Father has given me? Nobody was moving. Nobody knew what to do. Even the guards looked taken aback. Only the master stood tall. Then he spoke firmly to us all. Put your sword back in its place. People who use swords will be killed with swords. Surely you know I could ask my Father, and he would give me more than 12 armies of angels. And he glared at us. The silence lingered. Then he continued gently, But it must happen this way, to show the truth of what the scriptures said. He took a step forward, put his hands out in front of him, and gave himself to the head guard. Then looking at Yuda, Do what you came for. As soon as the guard had Yeshua's hands, the rest of the mob instantly switched back into violence. Fists and sticks started flying. They beat the master across the head until he fell to the ground. And I saw blows then raining down on him. He was curled up in a ball on the ground, covering his head. The violence of the mob had turned in a second, and it was overwhelming. Brutal. As for us, almost as one, those of us who called ourselves as disciples, we broke free, turned and ran away. In his hour of greatest need, we took flight, like a flock of startled birds. I didn't know what else to do. When we got out of the Olive Garden, we paused to catch our breath. We stood there in shock, silent. We stayed hidden, but nervously tried to look to see what was happening. All I could decipher was the faint glow of the mob's torches through the trees, and the sound of shuffling feet and weapons. Then once more the repeated sound of sticks hitting Yeshua, as the master moaned in muffled pain. Now was my chance to go back and rescue him. It was now or never. But I was afraid. So afraid, and I was a coward. So I did what every coward does. I turned away from the one I loved, from the Son of Man, as Yeshua called himself, and ran. I ran as fast as I could into the night.